Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
If I don't do anything else, I'm not here to be a cheerleader for the right. Besides, I don't look good in the dress. But I'm not here just to scream and yell about how great conservatives are and how great Republicans are or Christians or anything else. I want you to think. If you've been listening for any length of time, you know that all I do, I'm asking you to think. If you're a believer in Christ, why? Why do you believe it? If you're a Republican, why? What is it that you truly line up with? And do they still have the same principles that they had when you joined? Or why you joined? Same thing if you're a Democrat. Klein Estate. I go down a whole list of stuff.
You're an unbelievably stupid man, aren't you?
Here we are. We've got all these news sources celebrating Stormy Daniels as you know, a working mom, somebody who's a professional. Well, I guess you could. That is a professional, I guess. And think about this. She's a porn star. It's all about sex. And yet, they're also hailing the decision. The Miss America pageant or Miss America says there should be no more swimsuit competitions because it turns them into, like, you know, sex objects. I am so confused.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
You are flat out lying. And shame on you for what you've taken away from those people who actually did die at Auschwitz, that actually were gassed, whose kids were taken away from them to be killed. We're not taking those kids away to be killed. We hate those kids. Oh, you people irritate me so much. We hate those kids so much that we take them in and we rip them away from an adult, not necessarily their parent. We get them dental care. We get them health care. We make sure they have decent food, decent clothes. They have a place to take a shower. They're learning how to speak English. That's how nasty we are. That's how Hitler-esque we are.
It's always going to be something with you, isn't it, Joe?
Yeah.
College campus has gone crazy. The University of Houston and their Office of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion hosted a toxic masculinity event again. It was called the Mask You Live In. It was directed by Jennifer Siebel Newsom. Now, here's the thing. For my California listeners, you know exactly what this means. This is Gavin Newsom's wife. Actually, she's not his wife. She's his partner. At least, that's what she calls herself. The film claims that American boys are more likely than American girls to commit suicide, crime, flunk out of school, and so on. And it also hits on toxic masculinity. But they blame it on masculinity when it has nothing to do with masculinity. Actually, if anything, it has a lack of masculinity is what it has to do with. It has to do with single-parent homes. It has to do with dads that aren't in the homes. And we see this over and over and over again. When you have a single, and this is no put down on single moms, not by any stretch of the imagination. But when you don't have a dad in the home, a male figure in the home, now I only deal with boys for the moment. Yes, they flunk out of school more. They drop out more. They do worse in school. They're more apt to be involved in crime. I've done these stories for you guys over and over again. So when this stuff comes up, if your child is going to one of these schools, and I do mean child, is just going to one of these colleges, why are you wasting your money? This is why you need to check in with them. You need to know what they're learning. You need to know what they're going through. And you need to stop payment on that check to the college. Seriously. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.